Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each and every week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 15 other major languages. Now, for the past few weeks on Hope for Today, we've been studying from the book of Daniel and chapter 1. Our study has been titled, Standing Before the King. I said that this text shows us the phases of training that every child of God needs. And we need that training so we can learn how to faithfully stand before our King. The first phase of training we looked at was acknowledge God's providence. The next phase was acknowledge God's protection. And there's one more phase of training for us to explore. So stay tuned to learn what that is. And as we return to our study, I will read the text, Daniel chapter 1, beginning with verse 8 and reading through verse 21. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Please test your servants 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter, and tested them 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink, and gave them vegetables. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel's purpose, his resolve, became part of God's plan of protection. And my friend, your resolve to follow God wholeheartedly will become part of your protection too. But God wasn't finished yet. No, he worked in the heart of the king's steward. Part of God's protection was through the steward's permission. You don't think it just so happened that way, do you? Look at verse 9. Now God gave Daniel favor and goodwill with the chief of the eunuchs. The King James Version says, tender love. God was using the character of these four young men to impact Nebuchadnezzar's officials. God is at the center of everything that's happening in this book. God was working in the heart of this steward so that Daniel's resolve could be honored and his purity protected. It's true, this fellow was afraid of losing his head if these captives didn't turn out well. He had a job to do, and he was going to carry it out. so he refused Daniel's appeal to abstain from the king's food. Daniel's response to the rejection of his appeal is instructive for you and me. He didn't sulk or whine or complain, and he didn't go on a hunger strike, but he didn't give up either. Daniel knew the chief steward wasn't able to oversee everything. He had helpers. In fact, there was a different steward who was given the specific charge for Daniel and his three friends. And it was to this man that Daniel made his second appeal. He asked for a dietary test, a test in which the steward really had nothing to lose. God's continuing protection of his faithful servants would be provided through a dietary probation. Daniel asked that they be given water to drink and vegetables to eat, essentially a vegetarian diet, for just 10 days. We're not exactly sure why Daniel asked for this kind of diet. It's possible that the meat on the king's table was from animals that would have been considered unclean, or perhaps it wouldn't have been handled according to the guidelines God had set for his people. What seems clear is that Daniel was giving God an opportunity to provide supernatural results from this test. He asked for the test, but he left the final decision with the steward. The steward consented to let them take the test and then provide the evaluation at the end of the 10-day period. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his friends were better looking and more muscular than all their peers. So the steward took away their daily portion from the king's table and allowed them to eat things that were grown in the soil, vegetables, grains, and fruits. Evidently, they ate that diet for the whole 3-year training program. I believe God blessed these men because of their obedience, not because they ate vegetables instead of meat. Through Daniel's purpose, through the steward's permission, and through this dietary probation, God protected the 4 young men and the steward who was over them. These young men were being prepared to stand before the king with no fear of being disqualified. The final phase of training to stand before the king is acknowledge God's provision. At the end of their 3-year curriculum, these 4 faithful young men stood for their final exam. It included an oral testing by Nebuchadnezzar. These men were now approximately 20 years old, and they had passed at the head of their class. The king proceeded to give them positions of significant responsibility in his administration, and in those positions, they proved far superior to any and all of the other officials. We mustn't miss the fact that in each phase of this training, Daniel gives God credit for what's happening. God, in his providence, gave Judah into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. God, in his protection, gave Daniel and his friends favor and tender love with the chief steward. And now God, in his provision, gave these 4 young men knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And in addition, God gave Daniel understanding in all visions and dreams. And then there's another word that's mentioned numerous times in the later verses of this chapter. It's the word all. Health-wise, these 4 young men were better than all the other trainees who accepted the king's food, verse 15. When these young men were examined by the king, verse 19, there were none among all their peers who could compare to them. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding, they were 10 times better than all the rest. Verse 20. God gave these young men knowledge and skill. They studied the learning and literature of the Chaldeans. They needed a thorough understanding of what the Chaldeans believed and insight from God to know what was true and what was just superstition. The wisdom these young men had wasn't worldly wisdom. It was godly wisdom. The Hebrew terms for wisdom that are used in this chapter have ethical and religious overtones. You see, without a wholehearted commitment to the Lord and without obedience to His will, there can be no genuine wisdom. And therein, I believe, lies the secret to God's blessing on the lives of these young men. God used their unfailing obedience to provide miraculously for their superiority over all their peers. Nebuchadnezzar's testimony of these young men was that they were 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers in his realm. That's astounding. Nebuchadnezzar himself was an exceptionally intelligent man, and he was quick to recognize the superior character and wisdom of these young men. God had blessed and gifted these men so they could serve the king, but ultimately so they could serve the purposes of Jehovah, the Most High God. And then in addition, God gave Daniel skill in the interpretation of visions and dreams. That detail becomes very important as we progress through this book. Chapter 1 closes by stating that Daniel served in the king's court until the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel lived a long and eventful life, faithful to his God and faithful to his people. Now, most likely, your circumstances and mine are different than Daniel, Azariah, Hananiah, and Mishael. But as you reflect on your life, can you see these phases of your training to stand before your king? Can you see God's providence, his guiding hand in the experiences you've had? Can you see how God has blessed you for your obedience? Can you give testimony to his protection over you? Are there specific incidents in your life where you can clearly see how God kept you from deception, from poor decisions, or from physical harm and danger? Can you see how God used your obedience to protect you and keep you headed in the right direction? My friend, God wants and needs more servants today like Daniel and his 3 friends. Are you willing to endure these rigorous phases of training to prepare yourself for his service? If you are, then you will be able on that final day to stand with confidence before your king. My friend, were you blessed by the teaching on today's broadcast? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching just by writing and asking for it by the title, Standing Before the King. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Standing Before the King. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Standing Before the King. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the book of Daniel. We'll begin studying chapter 2. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.